T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And the Saints bounce back, a 34-17 victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Saints now 8-2, getting that sour taste out of their mouth from last week against the Atlanta Falcons. Welcome inside the Toyota Locker Room Show. Toyota, let's go places here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. I'm Christian Garrick, and I'm going to go back out to Raymond James Stadium. Post-game analysis from Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister is presented by Eustace Insurance, now a Marsh McLennan agency, world-class local touch. And Deuce, 4 interceptions for the Saints defense from Jameis Winston. The last time it happened was 2012 against the Bucs and Josh Freeman. So you turn the ball over 4 times, you're not going to win too many ball games. And if you force 4 turnovers, you're going to win just about every time.
You should definitely win every time if you're going to force 4 turnovers. And I thought coming into the game they would at least get 2 opportunities. And even though they did have 4 of them, I'd probably say they should have had at least another 2, maybe 3 more interceptions. And so I thought they did a really nice job of mixing up zone coverage. They probably blitzed, if not every play, every pass play. And there were, 51, 52 of those type of plays? They blitzed a lot. And they were able to get home or at least – frustrate Jameis Winston. I know at least 2 times he ended up throwing the ball with his left hand just because of pressure. He threw the ball away, et cetera, on some different plays. So a lot going on. They mixed it up, you know, and their D-line rotation, you know, you saw a lot of Trey Hendrickson and Mario Edwards, and not a lot rotation-wise of normally your starter Marcus Davenport, but they mixed it up a lot with that defensive front, and they were able to get home to Jameis Winston.
Deuce, 36 rushing yards for the Buccaneers on 8 attempts. Bruce Arians is going to look at that stat and go, that's got to improve.
Well, it's got to improve, but I mean, I think they felt like that they were down more than they were, and they really were not having a lot of success. You know, of those 36 yards, 23 of them came on Jameis Winston scrambling for yardage. So, you know, they were able to eliminate and really take Barber and Ronald Jones out of the game, and that's one of the things you know that they wanted to improve on after Atlanta had so much success running the football on them.
Deuce, the Saints had exactly 14 more minutes of time of possession than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's incredible.
That really started in the first half. The Saints just were able to possess the ball, and they were able to convert on third down. I think they had at least, 4 drives of 10 plays or more early on, and that just really set the tone for them.
And back out to Raymond James Stadium in Tampa. You find Deuce McAllister, Saints color analyst, and Deuce hits with the postgame injury report.
The Saints postgame injury report is brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game. Coach Payton talked about losing Josh Hill to a concussion. He's going to be in that protocol. Hopefully he can be okay. They did not have Dan Arnold up, so you had to kind of adjust. And you saw him have to call a couple timeouts there in that fourth quarter. But Josh Hill was one player that they did lose. Another one, Stephon Anthony, he was okay. Got his hamstring checked out, left hamstring. But he ended up being okay. And the Saints postgame injury report was brought to you by the Tulane Institute of Sports Medicine, getting you back in the game.
And Deuce, finally looking ahead to next week in the Carolina Panthers. They lost to the Atlanta Falcons today, 29-3. Maybe that loss doesn't look that bad against the Falcons, considering they might have found themselves. And they got a 3-game lead right now, the Saints do, in the NFC South, and they can add to it next week.
They can add to it next week, and what's interesting is I think, you know, I have to do some math and figure it out, but you may have a couple teams, depending on who they are, at least qualify for the playoffs. Maybe not seeding-wise, you won't know, because for the Saints, till the Falcons lose a game and you have to beat them, you know, that'll decide the division. But you may have a couple teams next week that qualify for the playoffs, and the Saints may be one of those, depending on some of the other outcomes of some of these games. And what's interesting, when you talk about Carolina, they had some chances early. I think it was Kyle Allen that had 2 turnovers in the red zone, and, you know, they never recovered. They gave up a return. I think they Falcons had House one, a punt return. So they may have found themselves, but the Saints have to take care of their business next week against that Carolina defense and keep them uncomfortable and, you know, maybe go a little musical chairs at the quarterback position.
8-2, the Saints run at a record to 8-2 after defeating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 34-17 in Raymond James Stadium, sweeping the Bucs. Deuce, have a safe flight home, man.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, it's the Toyota Locker Room Show here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Toyota, let's go places.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.